Charlotte Wright, a 77-year-old retired potter, has come to see her primary care physician, Dr. Arnold Nelson.
Hello, Mrs. Wright. I'm Dr. Nelson. I took over from Dr. Tran last year.
Hello, Dr. Nelson.
What's brought you in today?
Well, I have COPD, and my breathing has been getting worse. The nurse I saw about 4 months ago told me to come see you, but I didn't think things were so bad then. And then my daughter insisted I come, too. So here I am.
All right. Well, we'll take things one step at a time, since I don't know you yet.
That's just fine.
What is your profession?
I used to be a potter, but I'm retired now.
You said you have COPD. I see here on your chart that you also have high blood pressure, which has been stable for the past 8 years, and you are an ex-smoker. What medication do you take?
Amlodipine, 5 milligrams, Rampuril, Simvastatin, Salbutamol, and Symbicort.
I'm impressed you know the list so well.
I'm very good at taking my medications, and I've been refilling the prescriptions for so many years now.
And do you ever have alcohol?
Yes. My husband and I have a drink of whiskey every evening in front of the TV. It's our little ritual. We've been doing it for 30 years, and I think it helps Gary to do something so habitual.
Is your husband in good health?
Well, Gary has Alzheimer's, but he's doing all right. I can leave him for about an hour to go to the shop. It's true that he has been getting worse over the past 12 months, and I need to remind him about conversations, to eat, that he's already fed the cat, that sort of thing. Mind you, the cat doesn't complain. She gets fed 3 or 4 meals a day.
So you care for your husband by yourself?
Yes, and it's fine, really. We work it out, just the two of us.
And you said you went to see the nurse?
Yes, for my annual review about 4 months ago. I had felt then that my breathing had seemed a bit worse, and I had noticed that my ankles were getting a bit puffy at the end of the day. But apparently it wasn't worse than last year. Even walking on flat surfaces, my breathing made it difficult to keep up with my friends, like before.
Yes, I have the nurse's record here. It also says your blood pressure was 138 over 78, which shows good control of your high blood pressure. It also says here you were recommended to see me.
Well, yes, but the nurse said my COPD seemed unchanged, so I thought I must have been making a bit of a fuss when I felt my breathing was getting worse. I thought perhaps I was just being silly. I was getting a bit worried about Gary and the future.
Has it gotten significantly worse since?
Well, 2 weeks ago we visited our daughter and her family for a little break. They live just a 2-hour drive away, and my breathing difficulties increased. I had to stop to breathe on any slight incline, and my cough was worse.
How so?
Well, I just coughed more often, and it brought up clear mucus.
And over the past 2 weeks, do you feel it has remained constant, your breathing difficulty and coughing, or has it gotten worse?
Well, worse, which is why I finally came to see you. That and my daughter will phone and ask me about it. For the last 2 nights, I have woken up out of breath, but it settles when I sit out of bed for 30 minutes. I'm a bit worried that testing will be required, though, because it is difficult for me to leave Gary very much.
Do you find you're using more than one pillow at night, whereas you used to use only one?
Why, yes, actually. Funny you should ask. I have been piling them up to try and breathe more easily.
Do you get winded when you walk upstairs?
Yes, I do now.
You said you were coughing up clear mucus. Is that still the case, and has there been any blood in the mucus?
No blood, but I am still coughing up a lot of clear mucus.
And what about your ankles? You mentioned to the nurse it was getting worse. Are they still swollen at night?
Well, actually, they are swollen all the time now.
Have you noticed anything else? Have you had any trouble doing things around the house or felt any other symptoms?
I do seem to have less appetite. I think for the past 2 weeks I have been eating less. I just haven't been hungry. Yes, that's right. Since we visited Susie.
And do you think you've lost any weight?
No. If anything, I was thinking I'd put on a bit of weight, but I haven't been eating any more at all.
All right. Do you mind if I ask you a few more routine questions?
No, of course not.
It doesn't say so on your chart, but just to make sure, you've never suffered from a heart attack, have you?
Oh, no.
And have you ever felt any chest pain?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, if you don't mind, I would like to examine you now. Would you roll up your sleeve so I can take your blood pressure?
Certainly. There we are.
Thank you. That's 130 over 80. Let me take your pulse. Okay, 90. I'll have a listen with my stethoscope now. Good. Your heart sounds are just fine, no murmurs. Would you breathe in for me? No wheezing, which is good, but I can hear a little something crackling deep in your lungs. All right. Let me check how much oxygen you have in your blood. If you'll lend me a finger? That's great, thanks. 97%. That's quite good. And let's see those ankles then. They are swollen to mid-calf level, all right. Well, Mrs. Wright, I'm sorry to say you were right to fear more testing. I think it would be best to run a few fairly soon.
Oh, but it's going to be difficult to leave Gary. He wouldn't be able to have me gone for more than this visit today.
I understand that it might be difficult for you as caregiver, but we can arrange investigations when you are free to come. You're in no immediate danger, so we can space them out.
Oh, good. But what tests do I need? How will they help?
Well, it would be good to have a better look at what's going on to decide on a course of treatment. You'll need to do blood tests, an echocardiogram, where we see how your heart functions, an electrocardiogram, which is another way to see how your heart is behaving with little electrodes, a chest x-ray to investigate those crackles I heard on the examination. Once we have all these results, we'll be better able to know what is causing your symptoms, whether you need further testing or if we can start treatment, and what kind of treatment you need.
Why do you seem so concerned about my heart? It's my breathing that's difficult. What do you think is going on?
Well, I'm sorry to say that I do think your heart is involved. A shortness of breath can indicate something is going on with the heart. In your case, I strongly suspect heart failure, which means your heart is unable to distribute enough blood flow to the body.
But that sounds horrible. Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure, which is why we really need those tests. But those episodes when you wake up at night through lack of oxygen and are out of breath, the increased difficulty breathing during the day, including when you're physically active, like going up the stairs, and your lack of appetite, they're all quite typical symptoms of heart failure. However, it could also be idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, which is scarring of the lung tissue, which also causes strain on the heart, or chronic pulmonary emboli that are small, but that's less likely.
What is likely to happen to me? Will I be able to look after Gary?
It all really depends on the severity of your condition and the cause of the heart failure, if that's what's going on. Some forms of heart failure can be treated just with changes in lifestyles, while others require medication. You might very well still be able to look after your husband.
Is there anything I can do now, aside from the tests?
Yes. For now, I do think you need some tablets. I'll prescribe furosemide, a diuretic, in small doses at first, and ask you to stay away from salt. This will reduce swelling in your legs and help relieve symptoms. I think we should also stop the amlodipine and start you on metoprolol instead. It's a beta blocker. And we should make appointments for tests in the next few days. Then I'll ask you to come back and see me when we have the results, and we'll see how you're doing with the new drugs. Is that all right with you?
Yes, that's fine, doctor. Thank you.